Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics, April 15th, 1912. The unsinkable luxury liner Titanic sank at 2:27 a.m. The largest passenger vessel in the world went under off the coast of Newfoundland 2.5 hours after striking an iceberg on its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City. A young David Sarnoff, later of RCA and NBC, relayed telegraph messages to advise relatives on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean of the 700-plus survivors. 1,517 lives were lost at sea. Many movies and documentaries about the monumental disaster have been filmed over the years. However, none had the exacting data gleaned by scientists from the 1986 expedition aboard Atlantis II. Dr. Robert Ballard headed a crew and a robot named Jason in a descent to the deck of the Titanic that returned with information and photos that challenged and verified stories from the past. On April 15th, 1934, Dagwood and Blondie Bumstead welcomed a baby boy, Alexander, to the comic strip Blondie. The child would be nicknamed Baby Dumpling. On April 15th, 1947, Jackie Robinson made his Brooklyn Dodger debut and scored the game-winning run. On April 15, 1997, his number, 42, was retired. April 15, 1955.
There is nothing so clean as my burger machine.
This is the anniversary of McDonald's. Ray Kroc opened the first McDonald's in Des Plaines, Illinois. Kroc began his career by selling milkshake machines. Among his first customers were the McDonald brothers from Southern California. After selling them several machines and watching the efficiency of their drive-in restaurant, Kroc bought the rights to market the brothers' good fortune and hired them to work for him. On April 15, 1971, George C. Scott refused the Oscar for his Best Actor performance in Patton at the 43rd Annual Academy Awards. He had previously told reporters that he did not want the honor, saying, "It is degrading to have actors in competition with each other." Others who did accept the Golden Statuette as recognition for their works that evening included Glenda Jackson, Best Actress in Women in Love, Helen Hayes, Best Supporting Actress in Airport, and John Mills, Best Supporting Actor in Ryan's Daughter. The Best Song Oscar went to For All We Know from Lovers and Other Strangers. The number one record on this date in 1951 was
Where There's Music, Where There's
High the Moon by Les Paul and Mary Ford. And that's Rewind for April 15th,
2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.